This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Efforting to get Jonas Schaefer on, he just said to call him back, so he should be good to go. Maybe some in a bad cell, you know, cell phones, Jason. Sometimes
I know cell phones.
Like
it giveth and taketh away.
It's amazing. Here we are in the year 2025, and there's still like bad cell areas, and you try to make a call, and sometimes it doesn't go through. Alas, that's where we are. But Jonas will be joining us momentarily.
Yeah, I mean, this will be our last chance to talk to Jonas ahead of the draft. You know, he always has a really keen sense and insight on what this team might be up to.
So let's go out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, where our friend IA Hall of Famer Jonas Schaefer, who covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner, joins us now. And Jonas, thank you as always for your time. So we'll start here, and this is a frivolous exercise, but I have to ask anyway. As we sit here on Monday, if you had to guess, I'll do this, the position they draft, saying they stay at 27, what position do you think that will be?
I think edge rusher. I think the need is there. I think the value is there. I think the depth is there. You know, you can, if you're kind of playing it out, like, would you rather have like a day one safety and a round two edge rusher, or a, day one edge rusher and a round two safety? To me, I would much rather take the edge rusher first. No guarantee of anything, but I just think that based on how this draft could fall, based on the possibility of quarterback needy teams kind of jumping the line and pushing back some really good players to the Ravens, I think they should be well positioned to get someone they like. And listen, like if you're throwing someone like Walter Nolan or Derek Harmon into that category of edge rusher, mm-hmm. just because of what they can add demonstrably to the pass rush, I think that should also be taken into consideration. That's why I'm a little less enthused about them taking someone like Kenneth Grant, who obviously is a physical freak, but hasn't really shown a whole lot pass rush wise, and would just be another kind of guy that you're using on early downs. I just think that this is the draft to kind of strike while that edge rusher iron is hot, and go and get a guy who you can kind of slowly bring along next year, and hopefully by 2026, he's maybe ready to be the alpha of that group.
Yeah, I'm totally with you. You're not taking the Brody Washington replacement in the first round. Yeah. If they took an O lineman, how would you feel about that? Like me personally, I don't know that I would be all that jazzed about it, and I would guess that they were probably trying to trade down like heck, because I think the caliber of what stands to be there might not move the needle a whole lot for me. But what do you think about that prospect?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, like, I think if Josh Simmons were there and you felt comfortable with him slotting inside as a guard, mm-hmm. and you felt comfortable with his character, which I guess is, and as well as that patellar tendon, which it seems like, I think Jonathan Jones reported today, teams feel pretty good about where that knee is, then I would say, like, brush that card in. I'm a little less enthused about the idea of Tyler Booker. I know that he is this great, really, really impressive pass blocker. You know, when he latches onto someone, it's over. I'm just still of the idea that, like, how many games last year, I know the Eagles game still still stands out in people's memory, but how many games last year where it's 3rd and 8, 3rd and long, and the interior rush just isn't even caring at all to rush Lamar because they are trying to get after him with this cage rush. Like, I think that because of Lamar, you can kind of sort of get away with not having the utmost investment in that position. Where I would say that I would want to roll the dice is if, you know, someone is a legit run blocker who can do a lot of things athletically. And that's also my concern with Tyler Booker. Like, yes, he can be a fit in gap schemes, but I wouldn't want him getting out on the hoof and, you know, being your outside zone, your stretch run guy. I just don't think that him and Fa'alele, I think you're kind of handicapping yourself. Yeah. Like, it's probably the two best runs that you want Derrick Henry doing. So it would be totally fine, totally defensible if Tyler Booker were there. I just want guys who at that first round are super athletic and can do whatever you need to, whatever scheme, have a good head, you know, a good head on their shoulders. And I think that there are certainly guys who could be viable. Like, if Kelvin Banks is there, by all means, go rush that card in. I just not in love with the idea of a guy who can only do like 80% of the offensive playbook when there are potentially more valuable prospects at other more premium positions available.
Talking with Jonas Schaefer, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. Jonas, today was the first day of off-season workout, media availability. Anything Kyle Hamilton, Tyler Linderbaum, Roquan Smith said stand out to you?
Would you guys believe me if I told you that no one is saying much about contract extensions?
Sounds about par for the course.
Yeah. It's just might as well be operated by ChatGPT at this time. I mean, these guys don't say much. They let their agents handle it. They're not going to rock the boat. You know, I guess it was interesting that both of them would like to have some clarity on their situations before the season gets started. But again, like, that doesn't mean that takes a midseason deal off the table. We've seen Ronnie Stanley get a midseason deal done. We saw Marlon Humphrey get midseason deals done. It's just a matter of, you know, which way the wind is blowing and how Eric DaCosta is feeling. And I mean, I guess left unsaid in all this is the idea that Lamar Jackson and his contract restructure, his contract extension, is kind of the first levee in this whole dam. Like, you know, before you can really get going, you got to get that situation settled. So I don't know how wise those guys are to how all this is operating with the cap dynamics, but obviously I think until they get the Lamar situation settled, or until
you don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They have an idea of which way they are going with that. It's pretty tough for me to forecast just exactly when you know, those next deals are going to happen.
Did you see the Cam Jurgens contract? And I mean, I've been saying this for a while. I mean, I don't know. People might think I'm crazy, but do they need to pay a center that much money?
It's really interesting. I think to me, this is going to be like a very interesting season for Todd Monken and like his relationship, for lack of a better term, with Tyler Linderbaum, because I think you like where Tyler has developed as a pass protector. I know, you know, he had, you know, he kind of got his lunch eaten against Philly, but we saw that is a very, very tough bar to hold yourself to. But I think when you think about like Philly, speaking of, and Jason Kelce and all these teams that know that they have like a certain kind of run blocker and what they do to weaponize that particular ability, like if Todd Monken really thinks that Tyler Linderbaum can be like a 1% run blocker, then I think you should be putting him in cases where he is the guy on the move, like, you know, more pin and pull stuff, more outside mm-hmm. zone stuff, stuff where you can really weaponize that exceptional mobility that he has. And I think until they do that, he's just going to be, you know, a good, not great run blocker because of the kind of menu that he's being served. So I think with this year, with this being year three, with this, you know, having some continuity in the run game, I'm going to be really interested to see, like, just how much they put on Tyler Linderbaum's plate. Because I think you could argue that, you know, he's been a pleasant surprise in his pass protection, mm-hmm. but his run blocking, just in terms of the stuff that he is doing downfield and he is, you know, just whipping people up on, there haven't been as many splash plays as maybe his tape at Iowa suggested. And I don't think that's as much on him as it is just on the overall infrastructure of his offense and what's been asked of him.
Jonas, do you see this being an active few days for Eric DaCosta? Maybe a trade up, a trade down, maybe a player trade over those 3 days?
Yeah, I mean, everything's on the table. I do kind of like the idea of them trading out of 27, just a couple spots down. You know, my mock draft today had them trading with Philly again to get to the end of that first round because of the number of quality options that were still on the board. And listen, like, I know, I think Eric mentioned a couple times about how he really likes finding certain guys in the third, fourth, or fifth round, and they have a bunch of sixth-round guys right now that I think that if they had their druthers, they probably would like to package and move up so that they aren't spending so much time in the sixth round hoping that certain, you know, back end of the roster filler comes to them. So even if you are losing some draft capital in moving out of 27, I think if you can get a third rounder or a high fourth rounder, then that gives you a little bit more flexibility to really strike where the draft is deepest. And I think that's probably in that round 3 to round 5 range.
Jonas Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. Jonas, thank you as always.
Thanks,
for your
buddy.
Time, and look forward to this weekend.
All right, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Coming up next, we want to hear from the people because we'll get back to the Orioles. 410-583-1057. We've been talking about the Orioles and just how bad is it. Or are you an optimist? We got a call last segment. Somebody thinks, well, they get
only
some
three
guys
starters
back.
Away.
Yeah, it's exactly what he said. Three starters and they can tread water and then get in the playoffs and then it's go time. 410-583-1057. How bad are the Orioles right now to you? We want to hear from the people next here on The Fan.